What's next?
Chair will entertain motion to come out of executive session.
No move.
Got a motion made in a second. All in favor, say yes?
Yes.
All opposed? We are out of executive session. Next item on the agenda is legislative branch policy and procedures. Congressman Walker, do you want to start this off?
Not really. But there has been some action taken regarding our policy. I want to summarize it. It's hard to find a good place to start. I didn't necessarily know I was going to be the presenter of this, but that's fine. The policy as it stands now allows for a member of Congress to have a new computer purchased every 4 years. Assuming they get reelected, then they're entitled to a new computer. We passed a policy within the last year that enabled the member to purchase the electronic equipment, computer, whatever, based on a sliding scale or an amount that was determined by the budget analyst. There's been some discussion whether or not those values are in line with current and true market values. I'm not necessarily here to go into that. I'm just trying to summarize this the best that I can and be open about it. I'll just say, for instance, myself, I've had a computer ordered. It's here. Before I could get the computer, I had to either give up my computer or buy my old one. Well, I didn't feel comfortable about buying the computer. Be quite frank about it, I didn't think I should have to. I don't have my new computer. I'm still using my old one, which is fine. But it is 4 years old. It's got a lot of data on it that I want to keep. And again, I feel a bit uncomfortable about purchasing this computer. I would also say that the policy hasn't been abused. There's only been one individual that has purchased an older computer. So this is not like some widespread abusive conduct that's going on by this body. I personally would like to see the policy changed that enables a member of Congress to get one new computer every 4 years and have the ability to retain their computer that has 4 years worth of work and data on it, which mine does. To have my computer wiped or simply give it back, I don't think that really serves anyone. Once I get my new computer, I will utilize this computer and go in and get the data that has it. I'm sure that there's a way that it could be transferred. I don't really know. But anyway, I propose that we change the policy and enable the member to get a new computer every 4 years, retain the computer that they had at the beginning of their term. And there's also part of this discussion is whether or not at the end of the member of Congress's term, assuming they either didn't get reelected or they decided not to run, whether or not that individual has the right, according to policy, has the right or ability to purchase the computer at a market value. So with that, I'll stop for a minute.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I guess I should come up there so she can hear me. So I'm just asking questions. You said that somebody was questioning the values that we put on our computer. Who's questioning the values that our budget analyst puts on our used equipment? I didn't know that anybody was questioning that.
I can't say that I've seen any official memo or even any correspondence by email. I've heard scuttlebutt about it. I've been questioned to me on over the phone and by more than one individual. So I'll just say that. It's being questioned. I have been questioned about the value and how that value was reached.
Okay. And you say that you would feel uncomfortable purchasing your Dell right now. Is it just because of all the controversy happening right now? Or you just, even if the controversy wasn't here, would you feel uncomfortable with the policy of purchasing your laptop, your old laptop?
I would feel more uncomfortable with now with the issue that has arisen. But I don't know if uncomfortable is the right term or not, but I believe that
the term you used.
That I should have the ability to continue to use this computer. Mm-hmm. I've had it for 4 years. It's not like it has some significant value to anyone else, and I have 4 years worth of work on it.
And
that's
I agree with
to that. Some extent, I feel uncomfortable with what's going on. And I'll be out in the open about it. I don't think I should have to buy the computer. It's already been bought, and I've used it for 4 years to work.
I'd like to say two things. I think that that's your filing cabinet since you've been a Congress member and you're still an active Congress member, and that's like somebody saying you can't have that file cabinet anymore coming into your office and just taking it away. That's how I feel about it. You should be able to use it. I also feel like there was in that veto override about the property, what's it called?
Surplus
property. There's a clear message that they destroy these. When we're finished using with that computer, they destroy the hard drive. That's what they do. So I think you ought to be able to keep it without that hard drive being destroyed, especially if you're an active member of Congress. Okay, that's all I want to say.
So there is an amended policy. I've passed it out. I've got it on my computer right here. I can pull it up.
Can I see it for you? Thank you, John.
I do want to point out that, and I mentioned it earlier in my opening remarks, that the amended policy would allow the member to retain the computer, but also would the way this policy is amended, which I didn't draft it. I don't necessarily have an issue with it the way it is right here. And Congresswoman Edwards, I assume, is going to engage in the discussion. Her and I have discussed this. And we agree mostly on how this amended policy is written. But I just want to point out the amended policy there is a portion at the end that does enable the member of Congress to purchase the equipment at the end of their time here.
I have a question. I think this issue, I've talked to Mr. Corbin about this, and it's kind of about the whistleblower thing. And it seems to me like there's a disgruntled tribal member out here in the world who didn't agree with what's going on here with the Congress as a guy, you might call it a perp, I don't know. If you can buy a piece of obsolete junk equipment that's gonna go to the dumpster or in a storeroom somewhere forever. That's how I see it. But one of the issues was the amount, I think, was part of the complaint. was the formula. And I don't have a problem with any of this. In my opinion, it's just a piece of old obsolete equipment.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. The question to me comes down to, so in 4 years, RJ, say he runs again, one scenario, and doesn't get reelected. Now he's got two computers right here. Whose property is that? Does he have a right to buy that? Because it's really an Osage Nation property. Does he have a right or an opportunity to buy that, or does he just say, all that confidential information, all that information is yours, take it? That's one question. The other one is, if he does get reelected, then I agree, he shouldn't have to buy those. That's how I feel about it.
And he could have three computers if he got reelected. Yeah. My question is, we did see some correspondence from the AG's office on this matter. So what does this new policy proposal, how does it affect that, or does it at all?
Shannon?
The thing this new policy did was in response to the issue of either buy it or destroy it. And was the third alternative, which was keep it. So it addressed the keep it aspect of it. And the reason we even started this conversation was because we got to a point where it was either you turn in your old equipment, destroy your old equipment, and then turn it back in, destroy, or you can't replace your equipment. So, I mean, you guys have made all the right analogy. There's a lot of stuff on these computers. You know, the computer was going to cost, and that was the discussion about having a something.
We lost you.
I think that needs to be recharged. I keep hearing a beep.
We can't hear you.
It's here. If you can see it, Shannon.
Yeah, it's
dead.
It's dead. It's not got any flashing lights.
I'm going to call her, put her in a cup.
Tell me to go get her a cup.
I'll get you a cup.
How much did that thing cost?
This computer. Yeah,
when they bought it, do you know?
I don't even know.
Any idea?
Which computer?
This one.
A new laptop.
Just a rough.
It's old Dell.
I think she's Dell's for about $1,000.
Well, yeah, right around $1,000, I think. I don't have the initial price of that.
Okay. How much did my new one cost?
4 years later, what's that worth? With your new one, technology changes every day. Okay,
can you hear me?
Yes.
All I'm saying is, did you get any of that?
No.
No. Well, yes.
Okay. The point was, when RJ came and said, what we have is two options. Destroy your old equipment to get new ones, or buy your old equipment. Isn't there a third option? And the answer was, yes, that you have the ability to keep it and still get new equipment. That, I didn't have a problem with that. There probably is a fourth option, which would be, give an expense allowance and buy your own equipment, and then this whole thing goes away. But we haven't discussed that, so we're here for the time being to address the issue and the most pressing issue. And there's a brand new computer waiting for one of our Congress members to use, and we need some resolution. So one of the resolutions is to buy it. The second resolution is to destroy the current computer, which seems ridiculous, and I agree with Congresswoman Wymore that this is a lot of work, time, and effort that would just be destroyed for no reason other than a executive branch policy. Or third, just keep it, and then we can work on it or decide what to do when those members leave. Maybe they don't care at that point and it's destroyed, or maybe they still want to buy it. And maybe, I mean, I don't, the formula that the budget analyst came up with, he worked on for a long time.
Okay, so if we pass this...
There's lots of important things that we need to do.
If we pass this new policy, that'll give us three options, correct?
If we, yes. Destroy your computer and give it back. You give back the shell, I guess, is what you give back. I don't know if they take a sledgehammer to it, or they put it underwater, or... Our budget analyst is in charge of destroying the computer. Second, keep the computer until the end of your term as Congress member. Third, buy it at any time along the line under a formula. And frankly, that makes the most, that's the best economic sense to the Osage Nation, because the Osage Nation gets some revenue off of it. So that, I would move that we consider or move to pass the revised policy. Is it 4.0? What's the number?
1.04 surplus property.
All right. I move that we adopt revised surplus property policy 1.04.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Walker. Discussion. Seeing none?
RJ needs a new computer. He needs to be working on it with a computer that works. I know how that feels.
All right. Seeing no more discussion, all in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All
yes.
Those opposed? All right. Amendment to the policy is passed. That brings us to adjournment. Chair, we entertain motion to adjourn.
Second.
You got a second? All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Well, we are adjourned.
Go get your computer, Roger.
Yes, ma'am.
So was this a...